So let me just say that it's extremely windy. It's 3:15 now on Sunday the 10th. We're back after our 1-2-3 run around. I've bought myself a lot of presents of late. You know, I've bought the Zoom and... Oh, I need to tell you. I'll come on to the thing I need to tell you in a second. Before I say that, it's extremely windy, so I've got my back to the wind. Oh, well, I'm just going to want to test how... what the sound is like through this Zoom H2N. I'm recording two channels, 3D, two-channel surround sound. So the first thing I wanted to tell you was my Bluetooth headphones, wireless headphones, the BSH10 headphones that I bought for £15 from Amazon. I think they were Amazon. Yeah, Amazon, but probably not direct from Amazon, probably a shop on Amazon. They stopped working. They were working perfectly on Tuesday. And then I plugged them into the car that I was in on Wednesday or Thursday to charge them, because they charge off a mini USB. And ever since I did that, they haven't worked. So they didn't work Thursday day. They stopped working. They wouldn't switch on. And you plug them in, the charge light would come on for a few seconds, and then the charge light would go off, which actually means that they're charged, but I couldn't switch them on. They wouldn't switch on. So I don't know whether that's my fault or what, or the kind of the car's power fault. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that they're really, really good headphones. I've bought another pair. I bought another pair because they're that good. So Pilgrim Chris, if you're listening, not your fault at all. I'm not saying it's your fault. You know, they're not cheap rubbish headphones. They just died for some reason. Now, listen, I have put those headphones through the paces. Believe you me, they have run probably, I don't know, maybe 300 miles with me and walked, you know, a long way, and I've worn them at night time. I've had a good use out of them. So for £15, they're brilliant. Good sound, don't get me wrong. They've worked with my computer, they've worked with the kids' iPod Nanos, and the phones and the iPad and anything else that's been in the car. Brilliant. Here, drop it. So I've been chuffed to bits with them. So I bought, and they've been wet as well. You know, I obviously haven't had them in the pouring down rain, but wet through the sweat on my face, on my head. So it's a shame, but I've bought another pair anyway. So I recommend them. They're the BSH, the Bravo CL Hotera -10 Bluetooth cordless headphones. Well, of course they're cordless if they're Bluetooth. So, we've been out and about. We had to take Harry to get his dressings changed this morning. He wasn't too happy about that, but Molly, come on, yeah. We've been out and about Asda and Scat's country store. And as I said, you know, I've bought myself a lot of presents. You know, the mobile home is a present for all of us, really. And we put a lot of money into it already, you know, buying stuff to go in it. £300 actually. I've just been to buy, I've got to upload the audio, and actually, I recorded some audio whilst I was in Asda there, and which you've probably listened to already, maybe not. And we bought plates and bowls, so we've spent a lot of money putting stuff into it. You know, I've bought myself a couple of pairs of trainers, and I've bought the Zoom. I bought my missus a Pandora. My missus, I shouldn't say, that's really bad, isn't it? I bought Sarah a Pandora charm. She's got a Pandora bracelet and collects her charms. here. Here's a ball. And so she said she was happy with that, but I know she's always wanted a barber wax jacket. So I've just because I'm going away, you know, I'm going away for about 5 or 6 weeks. I say 5 or 6 weeks, originally it was 4 to 5, but I think it's going to be 5/6 weeks. And so, you know, I usually buy something before I go. Just, you never know, you might not come, I might never come back. With the amount of planes that are falling out the sky at the minute. Not that I'm not worried about that specifically, of course, but you just never know, do you? So, she wanted a barber wax jacket, and this thing was knocked down in price. I think there's a firm, I don't know how nationwide they are, but it's called Scats. It's a bit of a strange name. And we've always been going there to get dog food, and it's a country shop, you know, so they've got like dog food and farmer type stuff, electric fence material and shooting stuff, you know, and a clothing range for country wear, you know, like moleskin trousers and barber jackets and things like that. So Sarah wanted a barber jacket probably 2 years ago, and in the meantime they're just bloody expensive. Now, I remember barber, you know, my dad bought a barber jacket when I was about 7 years old, so you're talking 27 years ago, something like that. So I don't, how old am I? 27, 28 years ago, something like that. And I remember, plain as day, it was £40. And it was a wax jacket, you know, standard barber wax jacket. And it was only farmers ever wore this stuff. And back then, I can't remember there being like a cheap, no-name variant. It was just barber, and that's all it was. And it wasn't anything fancy. Now, just because it's got the barber name on it, you're paying 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times what it's worth. Just giving the dog some exercise. We're actually going to go out in the motorhome in a minute. I just want to put the new oil around it. See what happens. Sarah's gone in the house. Just 3:20. Sky's getting dark again. Very windy up there. And it's just rained on and off all day. So anyway, yeah, barber jacket. So this thing is like, was like a third of what it should be, but that's because I think this store, or this chain store, Scats, has changed its name to Mole, as in M-O-L-E, the animal, Mole Country Stores. And when we went into the one in Salisbury, go, oh, that's loud, that wind, and it gives a ball. When we went into the one in Salisbury there, we noticed that the clothing section's smaller, and they only had 2 wax barber jackets for women. That's it. They had none for men. They had no wax barber jackets for men in barber. They've got another brand, and they were quite expensive as well. Like, it's just their own brand, Country Wear or Country Life or something. I don't know what it was called. Which look exactly like barber wax jackets. Clearly not the same. You know, it's this. Not a rip-off of barber, but it's, I suppose, the same kind of idea. God almighty. But they didn't have anything else for Sarah anyway, so we got this jacket. It was a wax coated, and Sarah didn't really like it. She definitely didn't like them 3 years ago or 2 years ago. She definitely didn't like them, and I've been wanting one ever since we got the dog. Because it's just, I mean, that's what it's for, isn't it? It's not a blinking fashion statement. It's a flipping hard-wearing jacket that's windproof and waterproof. And ever since I got my wax quilted jacket, I've loved it. I like the windproofness of it. So I wanted one that's more traditional barber jacket style. You know what I mean? The big jacket, big pockets on the front, and that's the one I've wanted. Just for walking a dog, basically. And they've got one in there, but I don't need it yet. I'm going to wait till it gets colder. It wasn't a barber one that was in there, it was his own brand. I wasn't too happy with the collar. The collar was a bit short, so you couldn't fold it back properly, you know. You could have it up, have the collar folded up. What am I talking about? Who's interested in bloody folding collars? Right. We're going to go somewhere in the van now. Molly? She says, just throw the ball, Dad. And she's away, like a bullet. Yeah, so sun's out now. And then in about 3 minutes' time, it'll rain. Like, all it's done today is rain, sun, rain, sun, rain, sun, rain, sun. Every 10 minutes, there's been a shower or so. The clouds up at altitude are moving really, really quickly. They're really high winds up there. 100 mile an hour plus, easy. Go. So we made a quick phone call to Grandma, and Tamara said it was raining up in Yorkshire about an hour ago or so. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Here we are. Oh. What's the matter? Is there a problem? Oh, she's wearing a new barber jacket. I can't hear you because of the wind, Sarah. Come. What did you say? Oh my God.
Yeah.
They haven't removed the security tarp. Well, the second one. Oh, what a bunch of clowns. Right, back to... What time is it now? They're shut at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're never going to get back in time. Unless we motor up to Andover. Right, come on, we'll go to Andover one. Okay, people, they haven't taken the second security tag off Sarah's jacket. So we better go. Let's hope I've still got the receipt. Right, I'm going to go. All the best. Bye.